So in these mornings, we will be giving instructions for the retreat on entering into the realm of mindfulness, entering into a realm of heightened awareness, attention to what's happening here in the present moment. And one of the ancient definitions of mindfulness is that it's a attention which doesn't float away, doesn't float away in distraction. Our presence of mind, our ability to be with our experience with a presence, with a knowing, doesn't drift off into distracted thoughts, doesn't get lost. And then we begin to value our ability to have a presence of mind in the present moment. We value a heightened awareness to what's happening more than we value the pull of our thoughts and concerns and feelings. So we enter into this world of mindfulness. And to help with this not floating away mind, it's often useful to have an anchor, to have something that can be your connection, stabilizing connection to the present moment. And so at the beginning of a sitting, that connection can first be with your posture. So as we begin this sitting, you can gently close your eyes and give some attention to your posture. We'll talk more about this later. But for now, see if you can sit in a way that expresses alertness. Perhaps your spine can be a little bit straighter, lifted up than it usually is. You can go travel up your vertebrae by vertebrae. See if you can line them up, balance them. And feeling the weight of your body on your sitting bones. And feel how that weight sits there. Is it balanced both sides equally? Is the weight of your body, the center of gravity, is it in front of or behind the sitting bones? Letting the sitting bones receive in a balanced way the weight of your body. At the beginning of a session of meditation, it's useful to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. As a way of connecting to your body more fully, as you take in a deep breath, connect to the body from the inside, feeling the expanding body. And as you exhale, to relax and settle in. Take these deep breaths at the beginning of a sitting to remind yourself that here's where you'll be, in this body at this time. Perhaps as if your body is your home, your refuge to settle into, to feel, to be present for. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And for the purposes of this practice we do, after the initial few big breaths, we don't make any special effort to breathe in any special way. We just let our breath breathe itself. Also, at the beginning of a sitting, it can be useful to scan through your body to see if there's any obvious muscle groups that can be relaxed and softened. Letting the muscles relax, let go, so the muscles perhaps can fall away from the bone a little bit. Fill in the container of your skin that holds it all. You might soften around the forehead and the eyes. Perhaps soften the jaw. Sometimes it's helpful to even open or drop open the jaw and then gently float the teeth back together. Maybe so the lips almost touch, but not quite. And perhaps there can be a softening of the shoulder muscles around the shoulder blades. Releasing outward towards the skin. Maybe the muscles of the rib cage can release a little bit. And perhaps you can soften your belly. Maybe even letting the belly hang forward. Drop down. And then we offer at this first day that the primary anchor for the present moment is the experience of breathing. And to make that the primary subject of the mindfulness as we sit. But not so much that you're watching the breath from the control tower in the head, but you drop into your body to experience, to feel how the body experiences breathing. It might be the sensations on the skin, on the surface, as the air goes in and out through your nostrils, tip of your lips, or in the nostrils, or back of the throat. Or it might be the sensations from the inside of the chest or rib cage expanding and contracting, lifting and falling. Like bellows that open and close, fill and close. Or it might be the experience of movement in your belly as you breathe. The movement as you breathe in is experienced differently than the movement as you breathe out. Or perhaps you experience the whole breath body, kind of a wide, broad, global sense of the body breathing. And how does the body experience its breathing? Where's the predominant place, or the easy place, where you can experience breathing in your body? The rhythmic sensations of breathing in and out. And the idea is to try to stay connected to your breathing, one breath after another. And inevitably your mind will wander off. And if it's easy to let go of your thoughts and then begin again with your breathing, that's a good thing to do. You can do that 10,000 times. Slowly, you'll settle down, settle in. You'll let go of some of the pull, traction to your thoughts. You'll settle down further. But if anything occurs to make it really difficult to stay with your breath, something you identify as a challenge, no need to worry about that in terms of the practice. It's okay. The task of mindfulness is to be aware of that, to know what that is. If you can notice and know what's happening, then you're being aware, being mindful. So whether you know and stay with the breath, or whether you know clearly what makes it difficult to stay with the breath, either way you're doing the practice. And once you've acknowledged what makes difficult to be with the breath, then see if you can begin again with breathing. And because a thinking mind can have so much momentum behind it to want to think further, two things. It can be helpful to relax the thinking muscle, to relax any pressure or tension that you might feel that's connected to thinking, wanting to think. And it can be helpful to use a one-word thought that we call the mental note or a mental label, to label what it is you're noticing, paying attention to. And that way you give the thinking mind something to do that supports you in the practice, rather than letting the thinking mind do something else. So if you're with the breath, you can note in for the in-breath, out for the out-breath, or rising as the chest and belly rise as you breathe in, falling as it falls. And that simple mental note, very quiet, calm, relaxed in the mind, can help be the anchor, help connect you, keep you going. Stay there, hang out with the breath. You can stay with your series of breaths in a row and allow the experience of breathing to affect you. Allow the experience of breathing to settle you and help you into the present moment. Your job is to open and be present for the breathing and to allow that experience to work on you. One breath at a time.